Good morning to you all once again. Wake up, wake up. It's kind of nice to do everything in-house. Huh? It's a cold day, so you can learn without going outside. You can go to Mass without going outside. You can have recess without going outside. And you can even eat without going outside. Kind of nice to have a whole city block here, huh? But let's not forget we're North Dakotans, and just because it's cold, we still have to go outside, and you will at 3:30. So here we are on the feast day of the Immaculate Conception. Catholics all around the world today go to Mass today. They should go to Mass today. Today is 2 weeks and 3 days before Christmas. That's how close you are to opening gifts. Catholics go to Mass all over the world 2 weeks and 3 days before Christmas to honor the woman who made Christmas possible, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, the woman whom the Bible called blessed among women. She is blessed among women. You know that I'm born and raised in Williston. There's only one Catholic church in Williston. There's four here, which I thought was strange to have so many Catholic churches in a town. Well, there's more Catholics here, right, than Williston. One of my Lutheran friends in Williston once asked me, "Why do you Catholics worship Mary, who's an ordinary woman?" I said, well, first of all, we don't worship Mary. Worship belongs to God alone, but we honor Mary. And she's not an ordinary woman. She gave birth to the Redeemer of the world. She gave birth to God. She gave birth to the Son of God. She gave birth to the person. If we have any chance to get to heaven, she gave birth to that person, Jesus Christ. And to me, that doesn't sound ordinary. And so we're preparing for Christmas by honoring the extraordinary woman named Mary. Now, there are several reasons why this is so important. First of all, we know that Advent is a season of waiting, right? Are we waiting? What are you waiting for? We're waiting for Christmas. That Advent wreath back there tells us we're waiting. But you know what? Mary was the first person to wait for Jesus. In fact, her Advent season, her waiting lasted 9 months. And her waiting began when she said, "Yes, I will do it." She could have said no. When the angel came to her, she could have said no. But she said, "Yes. Let it be done to me according to your word." And when she said those words, she canceled out the no of Adam and Eve. Mary is the new Eve. Adam and Eve said no to God. Mary said, "Yes, let it be done to me." That no becomes a yes, and then she began to wait. You know that there's a lot of confusion about today, the Immaculate Conception. By the way, you're not getting a short homily. The only Mass I was supposed to have today is at 5:30 tonight. So if I'm shaved and here, you're going to get a good sermon. Some people think the feast day of the Immaculate Conception is about the conception of Jesus. By the word conception, we mean when you began to develop in your mother's womb. The Immaculate Conception of Mary is the Immaculate Conception of Mary by her parents, Saints Anne and Joachim. Today is December 8th. We celebrate Mary's birthday 9 months from now, September 8th. The conception of Jesus is at the Annunciation, right? March 25th, which is 9 months before Christmas, December 25th. So we are celebrating here when Mary was conceived in the womb of Saint Anne. And we are here because she was conceived without sin. Sin is passed on by birth. God can do what he wants. If God can forgive sins, he can certainly prevent somebody from having sin when they're born. He did that with Mary. And then she said yes, and she began to wait for the birth. So she's the first to celebrate Advent. You have to wait about 4 weeks to open gifts. Mary had to wait 9 months to give birth to the Savior of the world. So we're waiting with her. We're waiting with her. Another reason we honor Mary: nobody loved Jesus like Mary. Nobody admired Jesus like Mary. Mary was the first to believe in Jesus Christ. That's why we call her the first Christian. She is our model of faith. She had to believe when she had every reason not to believe. We have faith here in front of Mary. Faith on the floor in front of Mary, because she's our model of faith, the first to believe. We all want to believe in Jesus, don't we? We want to admire our Savior. The person that did it perfectly is the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was the first to believe. She's the first Christian. That is why the Blessed Virgin Mary is the greatest saint of the Roman Catholic Church. It's not even a close second. Not even a close second. She's the greatest saint of our church. I'll give you one more reason why we're here today. Mary started the salvific history. She started the history of salvation by saying yes. And Mary has in her work to bring it to completion. Salvific history started with her. Salvific history will not be completed without her. The reason we're here on 2 weeks, 3 days before Christmas, Mary helps us get to heaven. She prays for us. She leads us to Jesus. When I visit homes, and I do it often, when I visit mothers, especially in their homes, I go over, I bring communion, I anoint, I visit, whatever, have coffee, whatever. If I'm at that house long enough, that mother will make me get up, and she will walk me over to a place in the house, and it's usually a hallway. And she will show me what? The pictures of her children. Mothers inevitably lead us to their children, because nobody loves their children like their mothers. Mary the same way. She wants nothing more than to lead us to her son. And she does it by praying for us. And that is why she is our most powerful intercessor. So there's a simple homily for you without even getting cold. Mary is the first to celebrate Advent. Mary is the first Christian. Nobody loved her son like her. And she prays for us and wants us to be with her son. We cannot celebrate Christmas without honoring the woman who made it possible. And so it's great for us to be here today. Amen.